Halomid mechavero perek echod, o halacha achas, o pasuk echod, o dibur echod, o afilu osa achas. Tzarech linahagbo kavod. You have to give kavod to this person. And this halacha that we're learning right now, or this concept, this idea, is coming as an outgrowth of the previous Mishnah. Right? The theme so far of this perek has been about the tremendous quality of Torah Lishma. And we saw all the tremendous things that a person gets if they learn Torah Lishma. And we learned in Mishnah Beis about the disgrace to Torah when people ignore Torah and they don't learn Torah. And now we're telling that, and it doesn't matter how much you learn even. Even if you learn from someone one perek, or one halacha in a perek, or one pasuk, one concept in a halacha, or one word in a pasuk, or one letter in a word. No matter what, you have to give kavod. How do we know this? Shekein matzinu b'David melech Yisrael. We find this by David HaMelech. As we're told. Sorry, lost the place. Shalom lomad ma'achitofel el shnei dvarim bilvad. Achitofel, we know, was a very, very wise man, a great advisor, but his career, in the middle of his career, he joined the dark side. He joins Avshalom's rebellion. But Achitofel, we're told, was a yoetz. And David HaMelech learned two things from Achitofel, only two things. And yet, Karo Rabo, Alufo, Miudo, and he referred to him with all of these expressions of tremendous kavod, my Rebbe, my teacher, the one who knows everything, as it says in the Pasuk, V'ata enosh ke'erki alufi u'miyudai. That's what David HaMelech says. It's a Pasuk in Tehillim. And says the Yochin here that this is not like Midos Chasidus to call this person a rabbi. What you see here is that it's an actual chiyuv. How do you know that? Why are we bringing an example from David? Because David HaMelech was a king. David HaMelech. And a melech is not able to be mochel on his kavod. Some people can be mochel on their kavod. A melech is not able to be mochel on his kavod. So how could he call him with all of these expressions if it wasn't that he was obligated to say, my master, my teacher? That's taken away from the godless of the kavod of the king. It's only because he was mechuyev to do it that he was able to do it. It wasn't up to his own volition. And he learned two things from Achitofel. What were the two things that he learned? So Chazal tells us he learned, first of all, that you're not supposed to learn by yourself. It's better to learn in a Beis Medrash. It's better to learn mitoch rovam. And number two, shlowly kanes the Beis Medrash bekomes kufa. You don't walk into a Beis Knesses. You don't walk into a Beis Medrash with a posture of an arrogant person. You walk in humbly to a Beis Medrash. And even though he only taught him these two halachos, which, you know, you could say that these are on the less significant side of things. And yet, he referred to him, right? If someone, we wouldn't normally assume, if someone taught you those two things, you wouldn't say that, okay, now this guy's my Rebbe. Not your Rebbe. He told you these two seemingly small details about Torah. So says the Gemara, v'halo kal v'chomer. So says the Mishnah, v'halo dvarim kal v'chomer. Umad David Melech Yisrael, that's probably why it stresses Melech Yisrael. Meaning what the Yachin says is very meduyik in the Mishnah. To say David. That's what we had said. We said above also, Shkema Tinim David Melech Yisrael. So it's the Mishnah purposely does that because that's the Raya, that he was a Melech and he was still Mochem. Uma David Melech Yisrael, Shalom Lomad Machitova Elishne Dvarim Bilvad. And yet, Karo Rabo Alufom Yudo. Halome Mechavero Perek Echad, O Allah Achas, O Pasuk Echad, O Dibor Echad, O Afilo Osachas, Alachas Kamavikamash, Tarklin Hogbo Kavod. So it's an interesting Kavod Homer because Achitofel taught him two things. So why do you learn from there that if someone teaches you one thing, you have a key of kavod, right? You would think that he taught him two things. So from here you learn that if someone teaches you three things, that would be a kal v'chomer. So unless the kal v'chomer is coming from the fact that he was a king, but just a straight read of it is interesting. It doesn't sound like a kal v'chomer right away. V'ein kavod el Torah. How do you give a person kavod? Ein kavod el Torah. Shenemar, kavod chachamim yinchalu, the kavod of chachamim. Utmimin is a separate pasuk, yinchalu tov. The tamim ones will inherit good. The in tov ela Torah, and tov is a reference to Torah. Ki lekach tov nosati lochem torasi al tazovu. Now, the Yachin points out that this idea here of in kavod ela Torah is trying to teach us a very important point, and that is that we should be seeking kavod. Everybody likes a little kavod. The real kavod is only supposed to come from Talmud Torah and from greatness in Torah. Greatness in Torah doesn't only mean that you're smart. It means that you live a life of Torah, you've inculcated the messages of Torah. That's the real kavod. And it shouldn't be because of wealth. It shouldn't be because of looks. You know, you look around, and in secular society, for sure, the people who are best looking, they get all the kavod. Right? In the news, they'll tell you, you know, this is what an actor said about how the president is handling coronavirus. Who cares what an actor said about how the president's, what is he? He's a specialist in infectious diseases. What do we care what an actor says? But you know what? Whenever there's an election, whenever there's, we need public opinion, they always go look at, you know, what did this actor tweet? What did that actress say? Ridiculous. Why? Because they get kavod because they're good looking. That's not how you're supposed to, why you're supposed to have kavod. Or we know, unfortunately, it happens a lot in our own communities. The people who are the wealthiest, so they get all the kavod. So if they're wealthy and they're using their money for tzedakah and they're supporting important programs and causes, okay, I would expect, hope that we're giving them kavod because of the great things that they're doing, not just simply because they're wealthy. But that's not where the real Torah comes from. The real Torah is supposed to come from a person who's an anav, he learns. He reflects all of those midos that we saw in the earlier Mishnah about a person who learns Torah. The Rav Nel says that that's one nekuda here, that the real kavod that a person should feel is about their Talmud Torah. At the end of the day, if you're not a great ball player, at the end of the day, if you're not the best looking, at the end of the day, if you're not wealthy, that shouldn't mean that you shouldn't feel good about yourself. If you're a person who strives to live a life of Torah, tries to spend time learning Torah, you should feel the ultimate kavod. Because that's what, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes, that's what's valuable. Rav Nel also says that in kavod ela Torah, also, that's the way that Rabbanim want you to be mechabed them. They want you to be mechabed them. If you're going to be mechabed them, it should be for the Torah that they've taught you. Meaning, a Rebbe shouldn't look to find curry favor because he's, you know, this or that. It should be because of the Torah that he teaches. And that's what this Talmidim should be looking to respect. Meaning, we should feel kavod because of our dedication to Torah. And we should look to give kavod based on people's teaching of Torah and living a life of Torah. And that's what the Mishnah here is teaching us.